going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Hell, I guess it is Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, huh?
Hell yeah.
I'm in draft mode. I hadn't even realized what day it is.
I think I jumped into it right after 12 last night.
Did you?
I had to get a little sip.
I just, I'm not mad at him. I understand why. Like, every time you've been on the highway and you're like, why don't they do the construction at night? Well, on the Beltway, they
did it at night, and then you got mad at them.
I didn't get mad. I cut through McLean. Shout out to Balls Hill Road. That's really the name of the road, Jeff. It worked out. But I'm glad I looked at my phone, because if I just stayed on the toll road to the Beltway and just had to sit, oh, dog. But I don't even want to joke about the traffic, because I think this morning there was really bad traffic for a really bad accident. I hope everybody's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Connerly Jr., big boy out of Oregon. I think a lot of folks are
from Seattle, Washington.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about? I tweeted this out last night. You remember at almost like the peak of all the bad, when they couldn't do anything right out there, and they accidentally were selling those coffee mugs with Washington State on there? This is the dude that they're perfect for. Like, this dude and Drab are the right dudes for the Commanders logo on the Washington State coffee cup.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a lot to like, and it was brief, but just getting to speak to the young man last night, you could tell he is all about football and just all about wanting to get there and do everything right. Let's start. This is Commander's general manager. Or I'm sorry, Landini. Let's go to kind of what people think about the Connerly pick. Let's start with just, this was the ESPN the cast, that the ESPN draft hosts reacting to the pick at 29 when Washington selected Connerly.
With the 29th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Washington Commanders select Josh Connerly Jr., tackle, Oregon.
Interesting pick, so they take the tackle after signing or trading for the tackle. Josh Connerly has been on the radar a long time. He won the Anthony Munoz Award as the best lineman in the country in high school. Played in all 13 games as a freshman at Oregon. Started all 14 as a sophomore. And then Mel made first-team All-America last year as the Ducks went undefeated through the regular season.
Steadily improving player, Greeny, a kid who was outstanding throughout the course of the year. We talked about what he was able to do in that game as actual partner. He wasn't up against Carter all that often, but he did able, when he had the one-on-ones, to show what he could do. The Mike Green was one play at the Senior Bowl, so throw that out. And he has the athletic ability to be a guard or a left tackle, a developing standout at that left tackle spot. I was impressed. Run blocking, He could have showed the ability to drive defender off the ball, torque, and then seal, block in space. The ability to pull and get to the second level, I thought, was excellent for Josh Conley. We saw pass protection as well. Struggling a bit against Abdul Carter, didn't allow a sack there. The athletic ability, consistently take away the edge, then mirror that defensive end, use that punch more to keep defenders from getting into his pad. He can lose out a little of the power. We saw that during the course of the season. But his hand placement, that could be improved. So an offensive line coach is getting an unfinished, needs a little more polish, refinement. But the talent level, the skill set of Josh Connerly, you give him one more year at Oregon, he's probably a top five, top 10 pick.
See, I like that a lot. I know Bobby Johnson a little bit, and I saw him walk into his car last night. Looked like he was quite excited. The tools this kid has and the work ethic he has, I would bet on him.
What I
in a big way.
Definitely. And then I just think when I'm looking at this coaching staff and the people that are making the decisions, we watch this sport and you can see Jeff Lanfield, Brian, you and I, we become kids again when we checking out the sport. And a lot of people get involved with sport and they get too damn serious. Last night you saw the youthfulness come out of a lot of people. And it just lets you know how excited they're about this thing. You know, I'm ready to see him go. And he said that, oh, yeah, they're getting an unfinished product. Hell, ain't nobody finished when they come out of college, dude. I think sometimes they talk so damn long, they just say stuff. And they forget what the hell they're saying.
I mean, dude, last night, The Cam Ward comps were Mahomes. The Ashton Jeanty comps were Emmitt Smith. Like, sometimes they're just talking.
Well, what do you say?
Dude, you and I know what it's like to fill airtime. Sometimes you just got to fill airtime.
The thing about Emmitt, what they were saying is that he has Emmitt's balance.
Yeah.
They pointed out Emmitt don't have his top end speed by no stretch. Emmitt was a 4.6 something. But Emmitt had an offensive line that, know what, he got hit 5-6 yards down the field. Ashton Jeanty has the balance of an Emmitt, but he got that breakaway like Saquon. So I would think the best comp is Saquon, because Saquon has that same balance. Now, they got to get an offensive line over there for the Raiders.
Sure.
But if he can do the things he's capable of doing, Geno might see a lot of wide-open people.
If anybody happens to be in the media room in Ashburn and can confirm that I left my computer and phone charger there, I'd greatly appreciate it. Yeah, I sure as hell don't have it here.
You need some charge, dog.
I'm cool for a moment, but certainly before the show's over. I think, I'm with you. I did want to play. Let's play the straight up the Westwood One draft profile, because those are really cool. I hadn't heard those until I was listening to Grant and Danny yesterday, sitting in the parking lot in Ashburn, and they were playing these, and I appreciated them.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is the Westwood One draft profile on Josh Connerly.
Josh Connerly Jr., Tackle, Oregon. The 6'4", 315-pound tackle developed into the anchor of the Ducks' offensive front, helping propel them to an undefeated season and a Big Ten championship. He's an elite pass protector with great range and natural body control. He has the tools of a day one starter and is far more polished than tackles typically are at his age. He combines high upside with technical refinement and continued upward trajectory. Simply put, Josh Connerly Jr. is a blue chip offensive line talent.
Is there an argument with that?
Nope. You know what hit me last night?
You're getting him a year early. If he stayed another year, he's probably a top five pick.
Yeah, frankly. You're getting him a year early, but you know, hey, you got him early. He could probably be a top five pick next year, but guess what? He's a guy 1 year into his career next year, which means he's better for you already on your team. But I kept hearing people say, see, this draft is not like it normally is. You're going to get a bunch of starters out this draft. What is wrong with – is anything wrong with that?
Yeah, too.
I mean, listen, man, sometimes – I'm like, people try to make great moments sound negative. If I get a bunch of starters out of this draft, that's a plus, is it not?
Right.
God.
That's what you want.
That's what the hell you want. So if all these people jumbled up are the same people, if I could get down to the fourth round and I get me a starter from that, that's a plus, people.
Right. God. Right. Okay. I like McShay. I don't know where you were last night. We had NFL Network on for the draft. Do you have NFL or ESPN on?
We had all kind of TVs on, bro. And after eating the steak and lobster, I was battling the eyelids getting heavy.
We had Paisanos, which was great. Shout out to Paisanos. Love you, Fuad. Yo, they had the Paisanos boneless buffalo wing nugget joints. Those were hitting. Regardless, we went with NFL Network in the media room. Mel Kiper's obviously a legend. He's created a cottage industry with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of over Mel Kiper. I thought when McShay was on ESPN, he did a good job of kind of counterbalancing Kiper. Now I don't know that there is a counterbalance. I'd rather listen to Daniel Jeremiah. This is Todd McShay on the Connerly pick. Numero seis, Landini.
Oregon left tackle Josh Connerly Jr. is my guy. Josh Connerly is going to be one of the top three offensive tackles taken in this year's
class.
He's got the best feet of any offensive tackle in this class. I love this guy. I love him. Dwayne Brown, remember him? 6'4", 220. My goodness, can this guy move silky smooth, change of direction? It's the same thing with Connerly. And last year, it was his first year as a full-time starter. He's still getting bigger and stronger. Still needs a little more sand in the trunk, you know? But I'm seeing more development with his hands, his placement. You just watch him mirror and, like, pass guys off. Oh, it's everything you look for. I have not heard a single thing about Connerly Jr. as a first-round draft pick. I have not read it on social media. I have not read an article. I have not heard a single person. But just mark it down today. This guy could be the fastest rising player as we get close to the NFL draft.
McShay talking about Connerly sounded like that noise White Bryant made that day. Oh! I think Bryant played it at a really high level for a really long time. I've talked to enough O-line coaches over the years. They care way more about their feet than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have those quick feet, the ability to pass off players, you know where that helps you? Stunts. Like when there's movement on the defensive line.
Well, you watch him on a lot of his highlights showed that where guy would go inside, he just passes him off, and it looks like it was effortless. A lot of guys look like they have to hurry him, struggle back. Nah, he just sit him off, step back, and he was waiting on him. So, you know, I kept looking at the way he was moving, how I would see Jim Lachey move. You know, that dude was as smooth as I've ever
seen. Hearing Jim Lachey's name is pretty damn dude, high bro. Praise. All right, you're going to hear from Adam Peters talking about his second first-round pick ever next.